The 10 best two-player dual games and dual versions in 2026. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Splendor Duel is the best all-around two-player dual game in 2026 for most pairs. Choose Seven Wonders Duel for deeper repeat rivalry, The Lord of the Rings, Duel for Middle-earth for clearer theme and map pressure, Sky Team for cooperation, Jaipur for fast market play, Patchwork for spatial efficiency, Hive Pocket for pure abstract strategy, Targi for a denser euro, Codenames Duet for words, and Star Realms for cheap card combat. A duel or duo edition is worth buying beside the original only when it changes the central interaction, creates a distinct two-player mood, and will reach your table repeatedly. Two chairs expose lazy design. There is nowhere for downtime to hide, no third player to repair a runaway leader, and no room for a multiplayer game that technically supports two. Imani rebuilt this guide around purpose-built tension, exact Amazon products, official rules and components, and the live 2026 community debate around Everdell Duel, Takedo Duel, White Castle Duel, Azul Duel, and other branded adaptations. The question is not whether a smaller box is charming. It is whether the design creates a different enough relationship to earn shelf space beside the original. What is the best two-player duel game in 2026? Splendor Duel is the best first answer because it gives new players an immediate economy and experienced players three ways to threaten the game. Seven Wonders Duel is deeper over repeated plays, but its icon grammar and card tree familiarity create a steeper early gap. Lord of the Rings Duel makes the confrontation easier to read through a map and fellowship story. Those three lead because the opponent matters on every turn. The shared grid or pyramid makes denial visible, multiple victory routes punish tunnel vision, and setup is short enough that losing produces a rematch rather than a postmortem. The rest of the ranking branches by desired pressure. Sky Team for trust, Jaipur for timing, Patchwork for space, Hive for position, Targi for economy, Codenames for language, and Star Realms for combat. Azul Duel belongs in the 2026 conversation, but base Azul already works so well at 2 that it is a taste decision rather than an automatic upgrade. When is a dual edition worth owning beside the original? Keep both only when the two boxes solve different player counts and create different decisions. Splendor Duel is more interactive and tactical than standard Splendor, while the original remains the smoother 3-4 player gateway. Seven Wonders Duel is not a two-player patch for Seven Wonders, it is a different game built around a visible card pyramid and direct alternate victories. Codenames Duet changes team secrecy into asymmetric shared information. Sell or skip the duel when your household rarely plays at 2, when the original already sings at 2, or when the smaller box merely removes multiplayer texture. Current owner discussions repeatedly split on Azul Duel for exactly this reason. Its added drafting and scoring texture appeals to some dedicated pairs, while others prefer the original Azul's cleaner shared factories at 2. That disagreement is useful evidence, not a problem to average away. Run the redesign test before checkout. Does the shared center change? Does the emotional rhythm change? And will this pair choose the new box 5 times this year? 3 yes answers justify keeping both. 1 yes answer usually means the logo is carrying the purchase. Which newer dual and duo editions deserve attention in 2026? Everdell Duo is the most interesting newer keep both proposition for couples who love tableau building. Takedo Duo is a true redesign for pairs who want a gentler race. The White Castle Duel is the compact strategy watch. Azul Duel is the one to test before buying. None should displace Splendor Duel or Seven Wonders Duel as a blind first recommendation. Everdell Duo preserves the woodland tableau appeal, but adds a shared sun and moon timing puzzle and a cooperative campaign option. That gives it a reason to coexist with the broader original. Takedo Duo distributes 3 travelers across Shikoku and asks each player to manage separate journeys, which is meaningfully different from shrinking the original route. The White Castle Duel compresses its worker placement lineage into a focused two-player economy and will appeal more to experienced Euro pairs than gateway couples. Azul Duel receives the most revealing community split. Some owners enjoy the layered drafting and scoring objectives, others return to base Azul because its factory display is already tense and beautifully clean at 2. Puzzlewick treats that as test first, not buy automatically. We show official products here for identification, but we do not attach a retail button unless the exact Amazon listing has been verified. Splendor Duel versus Seven Wonders Duel versus Lord of the Rings Duel, which should you buy? Buy Splendor Duel for the easiest teach, Seven Wonders Duel for the deepest repeat study, and Lord of the Rings Duel for theme-led clarity. Splendor's gem grid is tactile and immediately readable. Players can win through points, crowns, or color dominance, which creates sharp pivots without a long rules preface. Seven Wonders Duel asks more: icon language, card access, science pairings, military position, and the shape of the pyramid. It rewards a regular opponent and benefits from both players learning together. Lord of the Rings Duel borrows the three-root tension but makes it narrative. Control Middle-earth, win alliances, or resolve the Fellowship's journey. It is the one to hand someone who asks why the conflict matters. What is the best cooperative game for exactly two players? Sky Team is the best dedicated two-player cooperative. Each pilot has dice but cannot discuss placement during the round. The cockpit board turns axis, engines, brakes, traffic, flaps, and landing gear into shared systems, while silence prevents the more experienced player from issuing commands. Success feels jointly authored. Codenames Duet is the lighter, more portable choice. Both players give clues and both players hold different danger information. It preserves the delight of one-word association while removing the need for two teams. Choose Sky Team for procedural tension and campaign-like scenarios. Choose Codenames Duet for language, travel, and people who would rather argue about orbit than landing gear. Which two-player games are best for travel and short nights? Jaipur is the best complete short duel. Three rounds, visible market, declining bonuses, and enough bluffing around camels and hand size to produce real texture. Hive Pocket is the durable abstract, no board, no cards, and pieces that can survive a patio, cafe, or beach bag. Star Realms is the smallest combat engine, one shared market, rapid deck growth, and direct damage. Patchwork travels less cleanly because the personal boards and patch market need a stable surface, but it is the best compact spatial game. The important distinction is reset friction. A 40-minute game that takes 12 minutes to restore is not truly quick. Jaipur, Hive, and Star Realms can be packed while the rematch debate is still alive. Which duel is best for strategy without a giant rules burden? Patchwork is the cleanest spatial strategy. Buttons buy patches, time decides turns, and empty spaces punish inefficiency. The Quiet Genius's turn order, taking a cheap, fast patch may let you move again. Targi is the heavier card grid economy. Exterior worker placement creates interior intersections, so the opponent can block both a location and the line you hope to create. Hive Pocket is the purest strategy but can be emotionally harsher because nothing hides the skill gap. Targi spreads the pressure across resources and tableau effects. Patchwork makes it look like both players are crafting independently until the one perfect shape disappears. Choose the kind of directness your pair enjoys. How do you teach a duel without creating a permanent skill gap? Explain the win condition first, then one turn, then the one shared structure both players must read. For Splendor Duel, point to the grid and all three win routes. For Seven Wonders Duel, build a small sample pyramid and reveal how access changes. For Sky Team, walk through one complete approach phase without treating the first crash as failure. Play the first game openly enough that the learner sees why a move matters. Do not secretly optimize while calling the session a tutorial. In Game 2, name denial and tempo. In Game 3, stop helping unless asked. The goal is not to preserve the teacher's win rate, it is to create an opponent whose future moves surprise you. Which duel game is the best value for your exact pair? Choose Splendor Duel for mixed experience, Seven Wonders Duel for repeat rivals, Lord of the Rings Duel for theme, Sky Team for cooperative trust, Codenames Duet for words, Jaipur for weeknights, Patchwork for spatial puzzles, Hive Pocket for pure position, Targi for Euro depth, and Star Realms for card combat. Do not buy 10. Buy the one whose verbs sound like your relationship: block, infer, land, trade, tile, surround, convert, or attack. Play it 5 times before adding an expansion or neighboring duel. The best two-player shelf is not a museum of possible date nights. It is a small set of private languages two people actually speak. Final verdict. Buy Splendor Duel first unless you already know your preferred pressure. Choose Seven Wonders Duel for study, Lord of the Rings Duel for theme, Sky Team for trust, Codenames Duet for language, Jaipur for fast timing, Patchwork for spatial efficiency, Hive Pocket for pure strategy, Targi for a compact euro, and Star Realms for card combat. Then stop shopping long enough for the game to become a private language. Frequently asked questions: what is the best two-player board game in 2026? Splendor Duel is the best all-around recommendation because it is easy to teach, strongly interactive, fast to reset, and deep enough for repeated play. Is Seven Wonders Duel better than Splendor Duel? Seven Wonders Duel is deeper and more rewarding for repeat rivals. Splendor Duel is easier to teach and better for mixed experience. Neither universally replaces the other. Is Lord of the Rings Duel just a Seven Wonders Duel reskin? Number it uses a related three-victory route skeleton but changes the tableau, map pressure, alliances, and fellowship journey enough to create a distinct game. What is the best cooperative two-player game? Sky Team is the strongest dedicated cooperative for exactly two. Codenames Duet is the lighter word game alternative. What is the best cheap two-player card game? Jaipur is the best warm market duel. Star Realms is the best cheap combat deck builder. What is the best travel duel? Hive Pocket is the most durable and needs no board. Jaipur and Star Realms are better when card play is preferred. Should I buy a dual edition if I own the original? Only when the duel changes the central interaction and your household plays it too often. Splendor Duel, Seven Wonders Duel, and Codenames Duet all pass that test. Is Azul Duel better than the original Azul for two players? Not universally. Azul Duel adds a dedicated drafting and scoring puzzle, but the original Azul is already excellent and unusually clean at two. Test Azul Duel first if possible. Buy it for a different duel, not as a mandatory replacement. Is Everdell Duel worth buying if I own Everdell? It can be when your household plays primarily at two and values its shared sun and moon timing puzzle or cooperative campaign. Keep the original for broader player counts and the full Everdell ecosystem. Do these links go directly to the exact games on Amazon? Yes. Every ranked product uses a verified Amazon product detail ASIN with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag.